WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Since the 1930s, hurricane researchers have recognized that lower tropospheric westward moving disturbances often serve as the source circulations for a significant number of tropical cyclones over the North Atlantic Ocean. Herbert Reel, in a publication in 1945, helped to document these disturbances that are known as African easterly waves due to their origin over northern Africa. Further research in the early 1970s by Burpee showed that the waves were being generated by an instability of the African easterly jet. The jet arises as a result of the reversed lower tropospheric temperature gradient over western and central North Africa due to extremely warm temperatures over the Saharan Desert, in contrast to substantially cooler temperatures along the Gulf of Guinea coast. The waves move generally toward the west in the lower tropospheric trade wind flow across the Atlantic Ocean. They first appear usually in April or May and will continue until October or November. The waves have a period of about 3 or 4 days and a wavelength of 12 to 1500 miles. The waves can be thought of as the convectively active troughs along an extended wave train. On average, about 60 waves are generated over North Africa each year, but it appears that the number that is formed has no relationship to how much tropical cyclone activity there is over the Atlantic each year. On weather maps and satellite imagery, these slow-moving troughs traveling at 10 to 15 miles an hour look like a wave or inverted V, and hence the name. It's interesting to note that only about 60% of the Atlantic tropical storms and minor hurricanes, those in the categories 1 and 2 on the Saffir-Simpson scale, originate from easterly waves, while nearly 85% of the intense or major hurricanes have their origins as easterly waves. It is currently unknown how easterly waves change from year to year in both intensity and location, and how these might relate to activity in the Atlantic. Easterly waves are also important to tropical cyclone formation in other parts of the world, including the Indian Ocean and the Pacific Ocean. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.